Thank you, Jason. I think Jason's been practicing. What do you think? Yeah. Getting better and better, Jason. He's such a show-off, isn't he? Yeah. Love that song. What a great way to worship today. It's hard to believe it's 2020, isn't it? Just a whole new decade to begin. And on the Sunday of the final Sunday of 2019, we're looking to the past year, and we're also thinking about the new year. And to me, it's an ideal time. It's an ideal Sunday to review and kind of reflect upon our defined mission and values as a congregation, as well as take a few moments to look ahead to some plans and some priorities for the new year. So if you've been around the church for a while, I hope in many ways that, in some ways today, what we'll talk about will be a little bit of a review, maybe some fresh challenge for you. And if you're new to the church, well, then this will be a way to kind of introduce you to the unique identity and DNA of our congregation. Let's begin with the mission of the Rockville Christian Church. The defined mission of the congregation is this: the Rockville Christian Church exists to make Jesus known. We exist to make Jesus known. Let's say that together. The Rockville Christian Church exists to make Jesus known. There are two key words in this statement that I want to highlight. And the first word is exist. What is the purpose of the church? Why does the church exist? You know, we almost maybe, if we're not careful, we can almost take it for granted that the church is just there. But the church has a very specific purpose. The church doesn't exist to maintain the status quo, though tradition and familiarity can be a good thing and can provide a church with a sense of identity and security. The church doesn't exist to make us comfortable and happy, though I certainly hope that you are happy. The church doesn't exist to hold services, and yet many important things take place during services. The church doesn't exist to fulfill our agendas. It's not about you, and it's not about me. The church doesn't exist for coffee and fellowship, and yet a lot of important things can happen around a cup of coffee or around a table, some important ministry. The church doesn't exist to offer programs, and yet programs are a means to accomplish important ministry. These things are not why the church exists, though services and fellowship and special events and ministries can help us accomplish the purpose of the church, can be means to the end. So why does the church exist? Let me focus on a second key word in the statement, and it's the word known. Known. RCC exists to make Jesus known. One of the clearest statements about the purpose of the church is found in Acts 1:8, and it says that the church is to be Jesus' witnesses in the world. We are to tell his story and to make him known. The church exists for Christ. We are his body. My name doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if I'm unknown. Your name is not what's most important either. The only name that matters is the name that is above every name, and that's Jesus. Just as the moon reflects the glory of the sun in the sky, the church is to reflect and showcase the glory of the Son of God. That's why we're here. Practically speaking, how do we make Jesus known as a congregation? A lot of ways, a lot of things that we could say there. Here's a few examples. I think we make him known by offering Christ-centered, dynamic, Holy Spirit-filled worship services on Sunday morning. You know, the Sunday after Christmas can be a tough Sunday for some, and yet we've had a wonderful vibrancy today. It's been a great blessing. Worship is a key priority of the church. We make Jesus known through biblically faithful, culturally relevant preaching and teaching. If God's word and his truth is proclaimed, Jesus is made known and lives are changed. Jesus says, "My word will not return to me empty." That's my commitment to you, to make sure we get into God's word each and every week. We make Jesus known by offering foundational and timely programs and activities here at RCC. The goals of our ministries should be to make lifelong disciples of Jesus who follow in his step, share his story, and reflect his character. We make Jesus known by supporting local and global missions. We are called to be Christ's witnesses in Park County, but also throughout the world. And we can support missions through our finances, through our prayers, and through various ways to be involved. We make Jesus known by serving in the church and in the community. When we serve with love and humility, the world catches a glimpse of the one who served by giving his life as a ransom for many. We make Jesus known by telling our stories of how Jesus has changed our lives with his grace. I don't think evangelism has to be complicated. We share Christ's story through our story. We share how our faith in Jesus has changed our lives. We share how Christ is working and blessing our lives. We talk about the difference that God makes in our life, and I think that can be attractive to people. Let me mention one other way that we can make Jesus known, by living holy and distinct lives in our homes, in our workplaces, in our community. Actions speak louder than words. I think people around us notice when a life is lived differently, a life that maybe goes against the cultural flow, a life that is filled with maybe love and kindness, goodness, and joy. And when we live that kind of life, we're going to have opportunities to give the reason for the hope that we have. I think it points to a deeper truth. It bears witness to a deeper lesson about our life. Simply put, if we would choose to live out our baptism, we'll make Jesus known. The Rockville Christian Church exists to make Jesus known. But who are we as a church family? And I think we can answer this question by focusing on the six core values of RCC. The core values are the commitments, the convictions, and priorities which tell our unique story as a congregation, shape and inform our ministries, and reveal the kind of church that we desire to be. The six key values of RCC, I think, represent who we believe we are today, but there's also a sense in which they're kind of forward-thinking. We haven't quite arrived there yet. We're still a work in progress. And so they're ideals in that sense. The six core values of RCC: scriptural authority, transforming grace, loving community, lifelong discipleship, devoted service, and God-honoring excellence. Let me see if you can say those with me. I chose not to put them on the screen this time, just to see if you guys are learning these, okay? Scriptural authority, transforming grace, loving community, lifelong discipleship, devoted service, and God-honoring excellence. I think it'd be a great idea to memorize those. In fact, we're going to have a quiz next week. No, just kidding. But if you would memorize those, and then if you want to tell people about the church, that'd be a great way to do it. This is what our church is about. And one of the goals for the, you know, there's a lot of important things about a church, but if we kind of narrowed it down to six, I think it's easy to remember. Let's review each value for a moment, and then I'm going to offer just a challenge for each one for the new year. The first value is scriptural authority. The Bible is the standard for and the guide at RCC for all we believe and teach and do. So maybe you've visited different churches. Rockville Christian Church is a Bible church. We take the Bible seriously. We affirm 2 Timothy 3:16, which says that all Scripture is God-breathed. Our commitment to scriptural authority doesn't mean that we're always going to agree on how to interpret the Bible. That's not going to be possible. But it does mean this, that the Bible is our authoritative voice. Not our hearts, not our feelings, not the culture, not what our family thinks, or not a past tradition. When we have a decision to make, a stand to take, an action to pursue, the first question we have to ask as a biblical church is, well, what does the Bible say about this? The authority of Scripture provides RCC with a firm, secure foundation in a world that is constantly and seems to be rapidly changing. Here's a New Year's challenge. Commit to spending time in God's Word. I'll talk about a few other things here in a moment, but I'll just say this. Make Sunday morning a priority. There's an easy place to start, because every week we're going to dig into God's Word. That means at least once every 7 days you'll be digging into Scripture. And that's, I think, vital to our spiritual life. Maybe get involved in a Sunday school class, or in a few weeks on Wednesday night we'll be starting up 242 again. We'll be doing Bible study, activities for all ages. Make that a priority. The second core value of RCC is transforming grace. The grace that God offers through Jesus transforms our lives. The Bible teaches that because of the grace of God, we are a new creation. Grace means that we view one another as sinners loved by God and who are in the process, not who have arrived, but who are in the process of becoming whole and mature in Christ. We seek to be a congregation characterized by grace. Grace received from God, and grace that we willingly offer to one another. And I think grace toward one another is going to be displayed through patience, through understanding, through acceptance, through forgiveness. Here's a New Year's challenge. Commit to experiencing the grace of God. Maybe, as Bob alluded to it, as meditation, maybe that means committing to Christ for the first time in your life, saying that you believe that he's your Savior, making him the Lord of your life in the act of baptism. Maybe that's where you need to begin this new year. Committing to grace is being intentional about showing grace to that difficult person in your life. You may be sitting by them today. I don't know. But you know who that person is. Commit to grace. Maybe a prayer that for the new year you could have a fresh experience of the grace of God. I don't know about you. If you've been a Christian a long time, you've been in the church a long time, you might need to pray that God could help you see and experience his grace anew. And I'll mention this, a key sermon series for this year coming up. It's going to be entitled Amazing Grace. We're going to work through Paul's great letter to the Romans. We're going to do it over four different series over the course of the year. So I'm looking forward to that. The third essential value of RCC is loving community. We want RCC to be an inviting place where God's love is shared and experienced. And what does a loving community look like? Well, it means that we're more than a church, we're family. It means that we sincerely welcome every visitor, and we make sure that everybody feels at home, and I would encourage you just go out of your way to make new people feel at home. It means we accept one another. It doesn't mean we accept or affirm every behavior or every life choice that we might make. But we do care about one another, and we support one another as we learn what it means to follow God's will and to walk by faith. It means we don't judge one another based on our pasts. Rather, we encourage one another, and we focus instead on who we are becoming in Christ. Finally, I think it means we bear each other's burdens. We celebrate together and we mourn together. When we're hurting, we come alongside of one another and we support one another. When we've gotten off track, there are people there to help us be accountable. As leaders of the congregation, myself included, we take our shepherding role seriously, helping people along. In a loving community, no one should be alone. Here's a New Year's challenge. Commit to offering and receiving Christian love in the church. Again, to me, this is the obvious place to start, but make Sunday morning worship a priority. I'd love to say make Wednesday night a priority, because a lot of important things can happen in a more casual atmosphere on Wednesday night. But it's hard to receive and give love as a Christian if you're not around other Christians. So make it a priority. Maybe it means you join a Sunday school class. A lot of good classes here. We got wonderful teachers, all ages. And if you're involved in a class, invite someone to join you to be a part of it. You know, it's kind of hard to walk into an established class. Maybe we can make that process easier for people. And I would encourage our classes and our groups and our ministry teams to function as loving communities. The fourth core value of RCC is lifelong discipleship. In Matthew 28, Jesus commands his church to be a disciple-making community. RCC is a spiritual family where people follow Jesus together as disciples. Discipleship describes the daily process of becoming like Jesus in word and deed. Your baptism does not mark the end of your journey of discipleship, but the beginning. Following and surrendering to Christ is the work of a lifetime. So you haven't gotten there yet, and neither have I. So here's a New Year's challenge. Commit to growing as a follower of Jesus. Commit to growing as a Christian. We don't ever want to get to the point where we're not growing. It's not a good place to be. And many of the challenges that we've already talked about, I think, can encourage spiritual growth. Make worship a priority. study God's word in some capacity, some setting. Join a class or Bible study. Share life with other people. In a moment, I'll talk about serving, and that's a key thing. Let me mention a new discipleship program for 2020. It's entitled Core 52, and it's based on the book, brand new book entitled Core 52. In some ways, Kevin and I are still kind of thinking through different approaches to this resource. We can use it in different ways, but it's the subtitle of the book. It's called Core 52, a 15-minute daily guide to build your Bible IQ in a year. It's a brilliant concept, and it's perfect for modern busy people. It takes 52 of the key themes, key scriptures in the Bible, and it kind of presents it as a foundation for you. Each week, there's a simple devotion, very meaningful, meaty, and then each day, you kind of build on that devotion, memorizing, applying the scripture. It's really a simple concept that's very good, I think. And there's different ways that we could use it as a tool. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a monthly gathering for those that are interested in going through the book. So you have it's 52, so you got 52 weeks, a lesson each week. And once a month we'll gather and we'll kind of talk and apply and hold each other accountable. So the first gatherings will be at the beginning of February. I think you could also use it in classes or small groups. You could maybe partner with another person and commit to doing it together. I think there's a lot of important ways there. You can order the book online in multiple formats. However, I have ordered some copies. There is a sign up out here on the right, the table underneath the little roof out here in the foyer, if you would like the church to get you a copy, and we'll talk more about that. If you have any questions, you can see me about that as well. The fifth foundational value of RCC is devoted service. On the evening before his death, Jesus washes his disciples' feet, and then he tells his disciples, "What I have done for you, I've set an example for you to do for others." And we are called to follow the example of Jesus as servants. God has called the church to be a community of servants, not consumers. And our hope is that everyone who thinks of RCC as their spiritual family is actively serving and volunteering in some capacity. I don't mean this harshly, but I'm serious about it. No one gets a free pass. No one retires from service. Service isn't just optional if you have free time. Everyone is called to serve, and everyone has something to contribute to the body of Christ. That's why it's so important. It's a vital way we grow as believers. It's an essential way we grow as believers. But we need you to be contributing because that's how God has designed the church. Each of us have a part to play. Each of us need one another to be the church and the Christian that God is calling us to be. So here's a New Year's challenge. Commit to serving in at least one area of the church or of the kingdom and get involved. See, to me, here's the ideal. Every faithful Christian is serving in at least two ways. One is an area where there's a need in the church, just one of those kind of key roles that we just always need people. There's always a lot going on. Maybe we're announcing it's in the bulletin. And you just jump in. You don't necessarily wait for somebody to tell you. You just jump in and you get involved. And I think we're pretty good about that. We've seen it here a lot here in recent weeks. So we serve in an area of a need, but then maybe we serve in an area where there's a passion, where God has really gifted you. And he's uniquely equipped you for that ministry, whether it's in the church or it's through the church for the kingdom. To me, that would be the ideal. So find a way to get involved. And I'd be happy to talk to you about that. So the core values of RCC are scriptural authority, transforming grace, loving community, lifelong discipleship, devoted service, and finally, God-honoring excellence. Anything that we do for the Lord is an act of worship, or it can be an act of worship. God deserves our very best. And what I want to do is just take a moment, I think this is important, and just apply the principle to Sunday morning, to a Lord's Day gathering. What does excellence look like on Sunday morning? Well, for me, let's start there. It means that I've worked hard and I've worked on a sermon. I prayed over it. I'm not coasting, which you can do. Been in ministry a long time. But you view every sermon as the most important sermon you've ever preached. That's the right attitude. Rana has prayerfully planned music and other worship elements that will minister to us and complement, enhance the message. Elders, deacons, and staff members are spiritually ready and eager to perform key roles that minister to everyone, to reach out to those that come through the doors, and to demonstrate hospitality to new faces. Those leading worship practice faithfully, even though they're gifted musicians, because they know that what they do inside these walls enables people to encounter the living God, which is a huge responsibility. The property, the landscaping, the building look immaculate, and it's ready for guests to arrive. Visually, things should communicate that what we do here is sacred and important. Those on the welcome team are at their post early. They're eager to greet and to welcome everyone, to assist them, very aware that they are on the front lines of making a positive impression for Christ and for his church. It's true for all of us. Our nursery volunteers take the role very seriously. They arrive early. They're prepared to receive children, to put the parents' minds at ease, and to provide a safe, loving environment where those initial seeds of faith are planted. And our Sunday school teachers have been working on their lessons all week. No Saturday night specials. And I've been there and done that, let me tell you. And it's not as much fun or effective. Their thoughtful preparation brings the Bible to life. It addresses the needs of the students, and it equips people, to Christians, to live their Christian life in the upcoming week. These are just a few examples of what excellence can look like at a very vital time in the life of the church. Here's a New Year's challenge. Pursue excellence in your commitment to Christ and the church. We pursue excellence in a lot of ways in our lives. Let's do it in following Jesus. Pick one area that we've talked about today and make that your priority, your action for today. So we've talked about the missions and values of RCC. Let me just kind of wrap up by saying a few things about 2020. My vision for RCC is that we would be a vibrant biblical faith community that advances the kingdom of God in Rockville and Park County and beyond by fulfilling our mission and living out our core values. Now, it's the growing conviction of the church leadership that to fully realize God's vision for RCC, it's going to require some modernizing, remodeling, and possible expansion of our current building and campus. I want to review with you for just a moment and give you a quick update about some of the things I shared a few months ago now on Family Reunion Sunday. Our current building is almost 50 years old. And while it certainly is a functional building, it is showing real signs of wear. Some of the things that we can see and some of the real concerns are some of the things that we can't see. Portions of it are visually dated, and it was designed for ministry in a different time, in a different era, guided by different values and different priorities. As we look to the future, we want a building that is safe for and accessible to everyone, that showcases the priority of ministry for children and students, that has adequate room for a thriving daycare and preschool programs that could be expanded if we had the room, that contains larger and more modern restroom facilities, that has ample space for Bible classes and worship services and large fellowship gatherings. We've had several in recent months, and we have been packed and cramped and really stressed in key areas. And that faithfully allows us to accomplish our mission to make Jesus known, not just today, but in the future. In many ways, the decisions that we'll make as a congregation in the present potentially will impact future generations, maybe even 50 years from now. As I mentioned several months ago, we've contracted with TW Church Building Solutions to serve as a ministry and construction partner with our church. And we are just currently in a process of evaluating our present facility and property in light of our ongoing space challenges and building needs and ministry goals and values. The eldership will be meeting with one of TW's architects for the third time in January. And at that time, we're going to be hearing the first results of an analysis discovery process. And I just want to say, we have not wanted to rush this process, this planning process, this evaluation time. And so, you know, it's gone slow, and it's had to go slow. We want to get this right. However, we're getting close to the point we're going to be sharing with the congregation the initial building improvement ideas, and there are many, and we're going to be seeking your input because we're all in this together. And as a church family, we're also approaching a time where we're going to need to begin the conversation if we're going to choose to move forward about how we will finance this vision project for RCC. Now, these topics, you know, clearly are important prayer themes for 2020. And we're going to keep you up to date, and obviously we'll be communicating more in the months to come. But for now, we want to hear from you, and I'm very interested to hear your hopes and your dreams for RCC. This past year for Family Reunion Sunday, I kind of researched the origin and the history of the congregation. And one of the files that I reviewed, I came across a short article entitled Our Church History. It wasn't dated and there wasn't an author's name. It was from many years ago. To me, it reads like something you'd read at the beginning of a church directory. And I want to just close with a few of the paragraphs from that article. It's interesting to look back at the wonderful history of this church, and it's challenging to look with the eyes of faith to the future. Our older members continue with a sweet spirit of love and concern. Our younger members are being brought up in a great tradition. God has a great future for our CC. And as we look at the pictures of our church family as it is today, we give thanks that God has placed us in this family. And we ask his continued blessing upon each family involved and upon the church as a whole. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this time to gather and worship and celebrate this morning. You're a loving God. You're faithful. We thank you for your faithfulness the past year. And we look ahead with excitement to what you will do in our lives and the life of this congregation. I pray, God, that we would continue to grow an understanding of what it means to fulfill the mission to make your Son known and to live out these values. I pray that you would continue to guide us with your Spirit, that we could be the church that you're calling us to be. Father, we look ahead to 2020. We feel like it's a vital year. Important decisions will be made, decisions that could impact many generations to come. Give us wisdom and faith as we look to the future. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.